man. I have another call coming in. Is there any way you can call me right back? Hello?
Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Mike?
It is. Is there any way you can call me back in 5 minutes? I have a customer calling.
Oh, I'll hold. Go ahead, take that call. No worries.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Ah, I just lost it.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Mike.
It's all right.
Oh my goodness.
It's okay. They called right when I was on hold waiting for you, and I just didn't have time to do it. It's okay.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, I apologize, but my name is Tina, and I'm one of the technicians that handles pricing for your area. And I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program. But did you have any questions?
No. I mean, I've actually been kind of harassed by I can't remember the name. There's another company that's been messaging me for the last 2 years, trying to get me on Google. They're basically offering the same services as you are, but it's not Splash. It's someone else. And I just.
I'm sorry to hear that they harassed you for 2 years. That's crazy.
No, that's just the word I use. It's not that I've actually been here.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, they've just been staying in contact. You know, that's what you do when you're trying to sell something. It doesn't bother me. That's just the word I use. But yeah, they've been sending me emails, and I don't know. It just didn't feel right. Honestly, when she contacted me, I wasn't very open-minded about advertising.
Okay.
And I'll give you the short version. Basically, I decided that it was going to be worth it for me to take out some advertising. So I hired Angie's Leads to get me on there. And that's been going really well. I've only been up there for about 4 or 5 days, and I don't need to throw numbers at you, but it's been going pretty well.
Amazing. That's so good to hear.
Yeah. I'm still in the hole, but it's paying for itself, you know, as far as the leads go. I've been buying equipment and trying to, you know, the thing is that scared money doesn't make money as far as businesses go. So you gotta try and make it work out, you know. The only thing now is that because I just took out that advertising and it's going really well, I don't really know if I need more advertising for sure right now. It kind of depends on what it costs, because I'm kind of taking it in the shorts from Angie's Leads, because they're expensive, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I had a guy recently that told me, and they're an excellent service. We work with a lot of their clients, but this one guy told me that he was running all over town.
That company's calling me back.
I'll take it. I'll hold it.
Okay. You still there?
Hello? Yes, hi. I'm here. Hi.
So you guys are local Splash, right?
Yes, we're local Splash, and what differentiates us from that other company that's been working on getting your business for 2 years is more
hold
than
on,
likely...
Hold on a sec. Have you heard of PageHub?
Yes, I have heard of PageHub. Is that the one that's
okay,
been...
That, no, that's the one that just called... I literally just got two calls from Google in the last 5 minutes. That's who just called me, was PageHub.
Okay.
That's who I switched over to, but I've never heard of them. I've heard of Local Splash. I've never heard of PageHub, and I didn't really care for, I don't know, the guy didn't, I don't know. I, you know, sound like a used car salesman, but.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not one to talk negatively about another company, but that company happens to be one that I don't hear anything favorable about, and I think it's because they're not a premier partner to Google. So there's only 7 companies nationwide that has a premier partnership. We happen to be one of them. And what that means, Mike, is that Google has a support staff on site for us. So anytime you work with a premier partner to Google, you'll also have that extra support staff available for your business. It's a very elite status with Google that we have earned with a 17-year proven track record, okay? Now, that other company that's been trying to, you know, get your business for 2 years, more than likely they're what's called a reseller to Google. And what that means is they're selling the Google pay-per-click ads at the top of the page. And that's why they've been calling you for 2 years, because they can sell those ads to you and to everybody
out there. I've got their name, Christine Kellyanne. It's, that's who's been doing it. It's, UENI. Have you heard of that?
Never heard of them. They're definitely a reseller, because the resellers, there's thousands of them nationwide, and again, they're selling the ads to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about them. So what we specialize
in. It says, wishing you success from Christine, which is the person that's been messaging me, and she's the founder of UENI. Anytime the founder is calling you, you should probably think twice.
Because it's probably her and a guy in a basement trying to get together and do programming.
Anytime the founder is calling you, you should probably think about it.
Yeah, I understand that 100%. So,
you understand where I'm coming from. I mean, I'm trying to run a business here, and I've got hundreds of people a year calling me trying to sell me shit that apparently I need. So I have to be really selective. Excuse my language. Sorry, I'm talking to you like you're not a customer. So
yeah, no, I like to hear
because you're trying to sell me. You're trying to sell me something. So I'm the customer.
Yeah.
So,
you're funny.
So for the record, this is not how I talk to my customers.
Okay.
So go ahead. I've heard of Local Splash, so you have the foot ahead there. So
yeah.
Just explain to me, kind of go back to what you were doing before I switched over to that guy I don't like.
Yes. So how we differ from those companies is that on the first page of Google, there's 3 different sections, okay? There's the pay-per-click ads at the top. In the middle of the page, there's the local map section. That's the highest revenue-generating section online, where 9 out of 10 consumers will hire from, where the high revenue is generated. And at the bottom of the page, there are organic listings, which are powered by directories, okay? So what we specialize in as a premier partner to Google is to put you on the first page in the local map section. And the reason it's the highest revenue generating section online is that when
that's where you search from. You're like, hey, this thing near me. That's
exactly,
what comes up.
Exactly. Plus, 87% of consumers will bypass the paid ads at the top anyway and go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you.
More than that.
Yeah, than yeah. That. So, and of
you
course.
You ask this thing near me and you look at what comes up on the list and you pick one. That's what,
and then you
that's
hire
how
one.
Every.
Exactly.
Every single, it doesn't matter. If you want some brakes done, you might call 10 different places that do brakes, but they're all on that goddamn list. You
yes.
know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, so, if they come up and they're local and they're credible, you hire one because why
right.
wouldn't you? You know what I mean? So that's what we specialize
especially
in
my, mm-hmm. where are you? Where are
Southern,
you right now?
Southern California. Are you familiar at all?
A little bit.
A little bit?
So
okay.
basically, yeah. I mean, I've been there, but where I'm at is, it's a really, how do I put this? It's a very small town vibe.
Okay.
And it is very important to the customers in the area that I provide service to that
yeah.
you are local.
Because yeah.
of that small town vibe. So there, I mean, I've been here for 9 years and, I had to change my phone number because I was losing this is before I even took advertisement out, but
okay.
I was obviously losing business because my phone number was from a different area code.
Oh,
so
I see.
So, I mean, it's very, like they say, oh, you have a different area code. Where are you from? All the time at bids, they're just asking me, and I'm like, okay, well, obviously I need to take note of that and change that problem, you know?
Yeah,
so
that's really smart.
You got to pay attention, you know, sales are about
yep.
sales. I mean, you got to,
yeah.
you got to watch everything, you know, it's an interesting part of the economy, you know?
Well, I like talking to
so,
you so much because it sounds to me like you really listen to what the people are telling you too, which is huge, you know? You'd be surprised
well,
how
you
many
have
companies,
to.
They're just about to go and, you know, put in a bid
no,
and take the job and that's it. They don't care less.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah,
screw
exactly.
Screw the customer. I'm going to make $1 million. Fuck you. I'll be back later.
Right.
You know, that's
right.
That's
yeah.
what, you know, that's
and my,
what they want.
My skin crawls when I talk to companies like that, and sometimes, quite honestly, I have to disqualify them because we can't put
right.
somebody on the first page of Google that provides
right.
shady service like that because it will eventually
right.
affect negatively on the search engines, you know?
It always
so,
does. It always
it
does
always
because a company
does.
Like that, a
mm-hmm.
company like that, especially in my industry, you know, doing fences and trees is mainly what I do. And
yep.
Fences, you either can build a nice fence or you can't. But
yes.
with trees, when you cut a tree down, not only is there a lot that can go wrong, but it should look nicer than it did when you showed up when you're done. And you're talking about a huge amount of mess that needs
yes.
to be cleaned up in order for that to happen.
Yes.
So in order to get those 5-star reviews like I get, it takes a lot of effort. You have to absolutely take care in the fact that, look, this is not good enough. We need to, you know, take another few buckets out of here, you know, do a little blowing and get back to where we're at, you know?
Yeah.
So
yep,
anyway.
I love it.
So,
that's great. I know how big of a mess that is because we had these two huge eucalyptus trees in the front of our house. They were probably about 3 feet
man.
Tall. And those recently.
You really are from Southern California.
Oh yeah.
yeah,
when you know what? When they cut the stump on those, they did it in pieces. It would fall
oh, yeah.
to the ground,
they're
and it
massive.
Felt like an earthquake. You know, the whole ground
yeah.
shook. When yeah, it was amazing. But yeah,
I know. I'm the one with the saw in my hand, so I know.
You know, you exactly,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but those eucalyptus get huge, man. They're
yeah.
those are some really impressive. They have like you know really wide canopies on them, you know, they're just, those are some really complicated trees. They take a lot of effort and skill to take down.
Yeah. And then the roots too, that's another problem, you know, cause they
oh, yeah.
just grow
yeah.
out so wide, you know? So, but, in any case, I want to let you know that the benefit of working with us is that we only work with one company per category per area to ensure that the one client we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. So once we fill the position, which we are doing today, we're actually going to block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the value of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
I definitely can, but how do I know that you're not blowing smoke up my ass?
Oh, it's written in the terms and conditions on our website. I'll show it to you because everything that we do is on writing. But you have to understand one thing, Mike, is if I promoted you on the first page and then I took on another company that did exactly what you did, it would be kind of like me and my husband going to an auction and bidding against the same item. It would be counterproductive.
Fair enough.
So it just wouldn't make sense. You know what I mean?
At some point, you're pissing somebody off.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, that's why we only call out when we have availability. And you're going to qualify for the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. And it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the programming into the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody. Matter of fact, I'm guilty of it too. I have a laptop, a desktop, and a tablet at home, and I can't tell you the last time I used any of them to search, because why would I when I have my phone, you know? So we'll help you capitalize on that. Yeah. A lot of people don't realize, but that's a different search result completely. So once we program All Things Wood LLC into the mobile platform, you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted, from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now,
so something different comes up if you look it up. But like, I have I'm not an iPhone user. I'm just not.
Okay, you like the Android?
But as far, I have a S22 Ultra Samsung.
Oh, Samsung, those are great. Yeah, I was a big Samsung user for years and years, and I recently converted to the iPhone just so I could FaceTime with my kids. But I miss the Androids. Right. I love the way they work. They're great. So
I feel like they're easier to use, in my opinion.
Yep.
But there, as far as running a business goes, and especially when you take out ads, as far as like Angie's Leads and stuff like that, anything that runs a business, you have to have something that is basically a computer.
Correct.
So I recently purchased an iPad Pro and with the you know, the laptop thing that attaches to it.
Nice.
And it was necessary, and it really works great. But you're saying that if I search something on that iPad, it comes up different. I get different.
Correct. You'll get a different search result on the iPad than you would from a smartphone or from a desktop. So we're going to streamline that for you. We're going to make sure that All Things Wood LLC comes up, no matter if somebody searches you from any of those platforms. And then I was looking at the notes here, and I'm not sure, but do you currently have a business Facebook by chance?
I do, yeah.
You do. Excellent. The reason I ask you that, Mike, is because we're a premier partner to Google. Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads, and it's really cool how it works because the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for, and then next time they go on their news feed, if they search for anything that's relevant to what you do, guess what?
It shows up. Right, an ad for all things. It's that thing that listens to you all the damn time.
I know, it's creepy sometimes when you don't even search for something and you were talking about, you know, just for instance, you know, oh, I think I'd like to go for a trip to Hawaii. Next minute you open up your phone and there's all these ads for
all
Hawaii.
All of a sudden
coming.
You got trips to Hawaii. Yeah, it's funny because I just went on my honeymoon in Hawaii, so that definitely.
Oh, you're a newlywed.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I am, yeah.
Which
Thank
island
you.
Did you go to?
I went to the Big Island. I stayed in Outrigger Reef Resort right on Waikiki Beach, and it was absolutely phenomenal.
We
were trying, because once you get there, you have no way to get around, right? So everyone rents a car.
Yeah.
Well, I have my motorcycle license in Washington, and turns out you can rent a motorcycle for like a third of the price of a car, and it's so much cooler.
I bet.
It's so much cooler to ride a motorcycle around Hawaii because you can see everything. You can look all the way around. It's 360 degrees vision all the time. And it's so warm. Like it rained like five times while we were on the bike. And I know you're in California, but in Washington, when it rains, you don't want to be on a motorcycle, right? You don't. I mean, so in Hawaii, it rained, and I was in a pair of swim trunks and a tank top and wearing no helmet because you're not required to wear a helmet in Hawaii. So I was like, screw it, you know?
Wow, it sounds so freeing, doesn't it, to just go with, like, the natural air.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was so great. And, you know, the rain hit you, and it almost stung a little bit because it's so warm out that the rain is cold because it's coming from the atmosphere. So those normally in Washington, when it hits you, it's cold out. It feels like wetness. Well, in Hawaii, it feels totally different. So it was a really good experience to experience that rain. I mean, cause I don't care. I work outside year round. So I'm used to working in the rain, you know? Well, this rain was hitting us, and I turned around to my wife, and I'm like, I'm not even cold. What's going on here, you know?
Yeah, you can go out and play in the rain if you wanted to. So.
Yeah, it rains for 5 minutes, and then, like, 2 minutes after that, you're dry again, you know? It was so weird.
That's the funny thing about Hawaii. You can stay in a spot, and you can see, like, the little cloud coming. And you know, like, oh, that's going to have, like, 5 minutes of rain with it. So the little cloud will come. It'll rain for 5 minutes.
Right.
And then the cloud passes, and it's sunny again. It's the funniest thing.
Yeah. the weird thing for me is that if you're from California, that doesn't seem that weird. But when you're from Washington, when you see that, you're like, oh, okay, well, it's going to be a shitty day.
Yeah.
You know? And it rains, like... Because in Southern California, you get, what, probably, I don't know, 10 or 15 inches of rain a year. And we get like 100. Yeah, we get like 150 inches of rain a year, you know?
I mean, that's why it's so beautiful up there, though, all the fresh air and the greenery.
Oh, yeah. It's totally different. You know, you go to take a shower and you have to use special soap so that it actually lathers up.
Really?
You know, and at least when I went to California, your water is really hard. Honestly, if you've been in California your whole life, you probably don't understand, but in Washington, you can use just a teeny tiny bit of soap and the water here will lather your entire body for 10 minutes.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
It's just completely different.
Yeah, and it's probably like spring water, too, because you have so much rain up there, you know, which is great.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. So now, you don't have a website yet, right?
Just on Facebook and on Angie Leads.
Okay. The reason I ask is we build Google-compliant websites here also. I'll text you a sample site so that you can see it. They charge an additional $400 to put it together, But what I'm thinking is, since we're moving forward and we're filling this position today, and since you currently don't have a site, what if I could explain the situation to my supervisor and see if they would allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you? Because I figure, you know, it's 2022 and you're probably eventually going to need one anyway. So in order to do this, I'd have to send a request to my supervisor and explain your situation. And of course, I'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval, you'd have the ability to upload your logo or pictures, examples of services, anything that would help, you know, boost your credibility. And I see that you already have some images out there on your Angie's listing, so we could even pull the images right off of that and put them onto the site. So, you know, once I send out this request, I'm going to get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for just $398 out the door and include the site, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Well, I thought it was $299 out the door. Wasn't it $300 out the door, or was that?
It's the $99 setup fee goes on the first payment only. So each month,
That's where the three.
Yep, it's $299 monthly, but the $99 just goes on the first payment only, and that's for your programming.
Okay. And that originally doesn't come with an actual website. It just comes with a link, basically, that you can call from.
Right, because when people see you on the first page, they'll see your phone number on a click-to-call feature. Your reviews will become visible as they start coming in. So there will be a lot of content that we can put on the Google page in and of itself to give that potential client a warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you. However, you know, since, you know, you don't have a website, I think it would definitely benefit you to include it. And
it would.
What I'm saying.
And you guys would make that?
Yeah, we would make it. Matter of fact, if you look at your text messages, I sent you one that says, use our mobile. Yeah, if you open up the link in there, this is, for a landscaping company out in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. But if you look at that page, the first thing you'll notice is that there's a contact information at the very top. That's very important, Mike. Most people, when they see you on the first page, they're going to click to call you or go to your site for immediate contact. However, there will be occurrences where they can't contact you right that moment because perhaps they're with family or they're at work. So they can plug their information into this form, and you'll get a notification that there's a lead coming through. And because that lead is a part of your Google listing, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. And then if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see the Our Services section. This is where we can, you know, put extra credibility, pictures, examples of services, all those photos that you have on your Angie's listing. We would put them here also. And then if you scroll to the bottom, there would be a map with your service area highlighted. Your phone number is available on a click-to-call feature, and your logo would be displayed. So, you know, like I said, I want to explain this all to them and how not only you're a new business, but I'm going to also tell them that you're a newlywed, and I want to kind of help you out and and see if there's any way they'll allow me to include it. And so I'm sure that if I did get that authorized, you're willing to give it a try for a couple months, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Well, I mean, I don't want to make any commitments, but, yeah, I mean, it does sound good. My only concern is, you know, because I just took out Angie's leads, I that's costing me a few hundred dollars at least, you know, up to $1,000 a month, you know, and, I just want to make sure that, what I've learned is that advertisement is definitely worth it, as long as what you are taking advertisement out in is worth it.
Right.
So I just want to make sure that, like I said, I've heard of you guys. That says something. And because of that, I've made the thought process of, you know, maybe I should, you know, contact that lead service. So you guys, if that works out, you can make me a website that's linked to Google, and so they can search for the services they want. I'll show up with all the top services out there and get calls, and if they want to, they can click on it, and it'll lead right to a website.
Correct. And that website is a standalone website. So we could, if, you know, during the client interview, the technician will tell you if allthingswood.com is available or allthingswoodllc.com. They'll tell you which domain they're purchasing for you. And that's a standalone website. But of course, we're going to attach it to everything. Google and Bing, all the popular directories in your area. So when I told you you're going to be on all those popular directories, we're talking, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Super Pages, Merchant Circle, you name it, your business will be there.
Really?
And that's, oh yes, and that's all a part of giving All Things Wood LLC the most dominant internet presence locally so that you will rank on the first page. Because you would be shocked how many businesses I talk to where there's a strong book of business, right, in the client's backyard, but yet when you look up their service, sometimes it's even companies from surrounding cities that are coming up in lieu of them. And I tell them, well, that's because you have a weak internet presence, so those other companies are being found, you know? So
all of the companies that I've worked for over the years past, you know, that I look, if I look up tree service near me, that's what comes up is the damn companies that I worked for throughout the years, you know?
And
I live 60 miles from them, you know, and they would never even work down here. So they're dominating the work amount or the workforce in an area that they're not even willing to travel to, you know?
Exactly. And that's something
half the time they're okay.
Yeah, because I mean, if you're
let me ask you this.
Yes.
Is this? It sounds, because here's the thing, is that I took out Angie Leads because I'm a new business, and I'm trying to establish. I provide top quality work. And I provide a really high, I'm not a used car salesman.
Okay.
I'm honest and I hear all the time, wow, I have never heard, you know, I really appreciate the fact that you're being so honest. And sometimes that loses me work, you know, I mean, depending on the situation, you know what I mean? Like it's because, the fact of the matter is that some people have the ability to either, you know, I don't want to use a bad word, but screw their way into doing something for less quality. And I will not do that. So I tell them, hey, look, this is what it's going to cost for you to have something that's worthwhile and will last you your lifetime, or we can give you something like this, and you know I'll match the price that you just got. But this is the reason that they gave you that price,
right?
Because they're not actually offering the service that I'm offering. You
exactly.
Know? Because they're going to send out a whole crew of people that you've never met, and they're going to do whatever the hell they want to. I'm going to offer you a service where I will be present. I may have a couple of workers with me, but I make sure that the level of service matches what I want, what I need, you know?
That's why I know that you're going to do phenomenally well with a program like this, Mike, because statistically speaking, when a consumer does that search online, like I said before, 87% will hire off of the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%. If you take all of those other sources and kind of put them into one bucket and say, let's look at Thumbtack, Angie Leads, Home Advisor, you know, Yelp, you name it. All of those sources combined, they only get 13%, and sometimes they're attracting a bunch of price shoppers that are just looking for the cheapest rate. So the best thing you'll find about this program is that it's going to attract the luxury high-end clients that are willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service, as opposed to
they're looking for that right now. They're looking for that right now service, because they're saying near me, sell it to me. Let's get this shit done with. I'm done with it. You know, that's the thing I've learned about. I've only been with Angie Lee's for a week, and it's, you know, half the leads, I try and call them back, and it's the wrong damn phone number.
Yeah.
You know, and then I got to try and request a credit, you know, and then all, you know, a couple other ones are, you know, 20% or 30% of the rest of them, they're like, hey, you know, can you come build me a fence? But I don't actually want a fence. I just want you to put new boards on my rotting fence. And I'm like,
no.
I'm like, I'll come give you a bid, but I can't support that. And then I'm in a position where I'm trying to sell a person that doesn't have the money on a fence, because you can't do that. I don't want to put my name on a fence that is complete. It's 50 years old, and they want me to put boards on rotten 2x4s. You know, I'm like, I can't stand by it. And it really makes me sick, you know, not because they can't afford it, but because that's my name, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't make signs and put it on that fence, because the damn thing's going to fall over in 3 weeks, you know.
I hear you. Yeah, you know what? I hear that all the time, and that's why we deal with so many of the Angie Lee clients, because sometimes they tell me, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put my leads on pause for a couple of weeks just so I can allocate some money to try this program.
Right.
And then what they find is, because the revenue coming from the first page of Google blows the revenue away from what they were getting on Angie Leads, pretty soon they don't even have to buy leads anymore, because why would you if you're getting people calling you directly? You know what I mean? So you'll save a ton of
money. That's the next question.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, that's what I wanted to hear, because here's the thing, is that the only reason I took out Angie Leads, because I know a lot of people that have businesses. I mean, any business owner does.
Yeah.
Especially in this industry. And the fact of the matter is that you can only do so much, and these leads, If they don't lead anywhere, you're paying for something that doesn't matter. And I've had a lot of people tell me, no, don't go with Angie Leads, because it's just a bunch of money for something that's not going to lead to anywhere, you know?
Right.
And everyone keeps telling me, go Google, just set up a Google account. Well, I did, and they suspended my account for, I honestly, at this point, I don't even know why. I can't even figure out why, but that's your.
We'll get it all straightened out, because that's why we have a support staff on site at Google. You try to call them, you try to get answers, they're not going to be very supportive, you know, and you don't need to
Tell
hire a company
it.
To create a Google listing. Anybody can do that, right? But the value to what we do is that we optimize the listing to show on the first page of the search results. So, you know, I know that you're going to love it.
And you might be able to get me a website, is what you're saying.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm going to request it, because I really think you're going to need it. And I think that I could probably, if I send out the request, get that authorized. So, and I, you know, I figure that if I could get that and save you that extra $400, some people tell me, oh, I'll start with this, and, you know, in a few months when I make some money, I'll add that on. But I think for you, since you're just getting into marketing, it would be more beneficial to start out with the website, you know? So I'll definitely send out the request.
Especially if you could smooth the people that, you know, you got to talk to and get it for a decent price, you know?
Right. Exactly. So let me do this, Mike. Let me send out the request and see if they're even going to allow me to authorize that. And then we work on a G-chat system throughout the office, so I'll usually hear back in about 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So while I wait, I'll just kind of verify your information. So if everything does go well, I'll send you a confirmation email. What would the best email address be?
Hold, can you hold on just a minute? My wife pulled up and I was going to get my plan was to unload all the tools from the job today. And then when my wife got home, I was going to get in the car with her and go get something to eat because I don't have time anymore.
Okay.
but I didn't unload any tools because I've been talking to you and my wife sitting here with my son in the car. And I,
now
I can't go with her. I need to talk to you. So I need to let her know that she needs to go get something to eat while I talk to you. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'll wait for you. No worries. Take your time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Will you just go get something to eat? I gotta finish this phone call. I don't care. I really don't care. What do you want to go? What do you want to eat? You want some money? You want to get Big T's? You want to get? Oh yeah. Okay. Well, what do you want? You gotta go somewhere that'll take a $100 bill. Teriyaki? Just get, I don't know, just get something. Will a $100 bill work? Can I just put money in the account?
All right.
Just use it. You don't have it? Well, you, what do you mean you don't have it? She's on hold. What do you mean, did you lose it? You're killing me, dude. How many cards have you lost? Jesus Christ. Excuse. Use this. Here. You better get a new card.
I can't. How are you there?
Ugh. All right, just get me something to eat. It depends on where you're going. You know what I like. Just get something. You going Mexican? All right. Huh? Lengua, yeah. Lengua burrito. Yeah, yeah. Or tacos, if you want to get tacos. Just a burrito's cheaper. Just get a lengua burrito.
Oh.
All right. Love you. Jesus.
Tacos?
Love you. All right, I'm back.
Okay. She
Sorry
sounds
about
like
that.
She's the sweetest. She was so concerned about getting you something you liked. You're like, I don't care, just get something. And she kept probing. I thought, she is a sweetheart.
Yeah.
She wanted to make sure that you're happy when she gets back.
She said, she literally saved my life. She is the sweetest woman I've ever met.
Oh, I bet.
I'm not going to get into it, but she is... She's the best person I've ever met, and
that
I get to
me
be with her forever.
I love to hear that. That's so beautiful. So
yeah.
I sent out the request, Mike, and then let me get your email address. So what is that?
CARHARTTMIKE1990 @gmail.com. I don't know if you guys wear Carhartts down in California, but that's how Carhartt is spelled.
Oh, I didn't even know what a Carhartt is. What is it?
Okay.
Oh, here it is. I looked it up. It's a brand, right?
Yeah, it's a workwear brand. Yeah.
Oh, I bet my son knows all about it because this looks like stuff he would wear. I have a 27-year-old son.
They make high quality outdoor workwear, but it's not as common in an area that doesn't, you know, have a lot of outdoor workwear because in California you just wear clothes. It doesn't matter. You don't need something that's, you know, super durable. waterproof,
yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
They don't have that. You just wear board shorts and run a chainsaw, you know.
I think the tree services wear a little bit more than board shorts, but you're right. They don't need all that extra protection, you know.
from what I hear, the tree services can't even run gas chainsaws anymore. They got to use electric stuff in California.
Oh.
I mean, I know a lot of companies up here that are driving down there to buy equipment because they're not allowed to use it in California anymore.
Interesting.
Like you can't run a gas powered leaf blower. You can't have a saw over so many CCs. You can't have a truck that's over 5 years old. It's a disaster down there.
It wouldn't surprise me. We have a crazy governor, so I wouldn't be surprised. He's making all the
saying.
Small businesses jump through hoops like that, you know? I've heard that over and over again with things that he gets in his mind, so it's just not.
Yeah.
That's not
we
good.
We have one
but,
of those too, but we have
yeah.
a governor like that too, but it's not on power tools. He's a anti-gun, and I'm not,
of course not. I'm not either.
Yeah.
I don't have one in my house, but I believe
what?
In them. I think if it got to a point where we needed it, I would get one, but I just feel
everyone needs, look, I don't care if you carry one, but there's a reason that no one attacks our country.
Right?
And it's because we are the number one leader in gun in firearm possession in the entire world. So we have close to 400 million guns in possession of a person. So that's not what they own. That's just 400 million people have a gun with them.
Wow.
At all times.
Wow.
The closest country to that is 37 million.
Oh,
so
my
we
goodness.
Beat them by, 160 or no, three, whatever, 260 million or whatever. I just screwed that all up, but we beat them by, as far as how many people actually have one with them, by hundreds of millions.
Wow.
That's why no one comes in here because millions of people. And that's just the people that actually have one with them. You know, that's not all those crazy people.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. And he said the same thing. He lives like right in the heart of where like everybody has one. He said it's like, it's not a matter of if someone, everybody has one in Tulsa, Oklahoma, he said. And it's just for self-defense.
See, that's where I live. It, Washington State is a blue state.
Yeah.
But that's just because of Seattle.
Oh.
Seattle, Washington has like half of the population none of the actual characteristics of the rest of the state. So everywhere else is completely just red everywhere. I mean, and look, I'm not into politics.
Yeah, exactly.
Just guns. Yeah. I hunt. And the thing is like, I believe in providing food for your family, especially in Washington. There's tons of animals that you can go out and harvest and eat.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And when it boils down to it, the only reason we're safe, yeah, we got a great military presence, but they can still get on a plane and blow up frickin' towers. So, obviously we got to protect ourselves.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to the shooting range. You motivated me and I'm going to learn how to use one. Because my son-in-law,
I'll fly down there.
Aww.
I'll fly down there and I'll teach you.
Yeah, we have a nice shooting range right in Huntington Beach because my son-in-law goes there sometimes because he has the license to carry. So just to kind of mm-hmm. practice, he shoots at the little papers and, you know, that kind of thing. So, but my other son's good friend, he has about 100 different firearms and, you know, he always says like, oh, if you ever need one, I mean, as long as we like transferred the paperwork legally and stuff, he's like, I could get one from him, you know? So I think I think I've always been afraid, and my kids are old now, so I don't have to worry about it. But I've always been afraid of that old thing that you hear on the news, like you hear someone coming in at night, you get scared, and you like open fire, and then next minute it's like one of your kids or something. So I was always afraid of that, like an accidental shooting.
Okay,
you know?
So let's say someone breaks into your house with a weapon and you don't have a firearm.
Yeah.
And they kill you and your kids and, or worse. I don't even want to get into those words. Think about the weirdos out there. What if something terrible happens to all of you? I mean, don't you watch Criminal Minds? Criminal Minds?
Yes, I've watched Criminal. Yeah. Matter of fact,
the crazy shit.
Yep. That goes through people's minds. I'm gonna go. I'll tell my son-in-law will be so happy because he always asks me if I want to go over there with him.
It is what makes our country. Everyone says our military is what makes us free. That is absolutely incorrect. 100%. And I don't say any of this to my customers. I just keep it business. But it is incorrect. It is just flat out incorrect. The only thing that keeps us safe is us. Not our government, not our military, none of that. The only thing that keeps us safe is the fact that everyone knows if they start dropping paratroopers out of the air, none of them will reach the ground. None of them.
I see.
None of them. They won't because we have millions of people. Hundreds of millions of people that have guns on them, and that is not even the people that have guns at home.
Yeah.
You know, there's billions of people that have, you know, you look at, okay, so there's 400 million guns on a person in the United States, right? Well, most of those people have what? 15 guns, let's say, you know, most of those people. So you multiply 400 million by 15 times all the ammunition that they have. I mean, there's trillions of bullets in this country owned privately.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. I can't even wrap my head around that number. That's crazy.
No, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. That's right. Well, you know, good news, Mike. We were talking and got off topic, but it was good because I just got a response from my supervisor, and he's authorizing it. He said, go ahead and include the site. He gave me a promo code. He said, waive the charges, get everything going for just the initial fees, and he said to wish you a very profitable year. So I thought that was so nice of him. So let me just go ahead. I have to activate the pricing here so that we can get that site waived. And then I can secure the position using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Let me see here.
I got to look. Can you stand by for just a second?
Of course. Take your time. I don't mind waiting.
How much is the original charge?
Just $398 flat, so there's no extra taxes or fees or anything like that.
$398. Sorry, I'm, like I said, I've been kind of going full bore on building this business, and I'm trying to figure out which card is my,
If one's a little low, I can split it maybe on two different cards if you want, but one that, okay.
I typically run stuff like this on a credit card because I have a really high balance on my credit cards.
Oh, that's smart. Then you sometimes get points and stuff too, you know?
I get a ton of points.
I bet.
A ton. Hold up. Sorry,
yeah, I got a free laptop once using a balance transfer offer from a credit card. I thought it was so cool. They sent me, hey, if you transfer a balance, you get 0% for 18 months, and we'll send you a free laptop. And I thought, hey, why not?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah, exactly. I just bought a safe. It's a, you know what a safe is.
Yeah.
I bought it's like 6 feet wide, 6 feet tall, and 3 feet deep.
Wow, that's a major safe.
It weighs like 1,300 pounds, right?
Wow.
I got it on sale for $1,500 for zero down, zero interest for 18 months at $89 payments a month for 18 months.
No way. That's so awesome. Yeah, I bet
you could
buy a little one like that, like a little wall one. It would be. Yeah, that's amazing.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, and zero interest. And they gave, by opening the credit card, they gave me zero interest for 3 years.
Oh, that's,
so,
that's
I mean,
great.
So I can run up the balance all I want, you know.
And it's
just
like
I don't want.
It's
pretty much, but
I don't
want to run up that card because that card is where I have pigs and a dog, and I buy all my food and stuff from them.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I have three dogs myself, and that's the one thing I feel more comfortable about having a firearm in the house now that we're talking, is that if somebody came in and it was one of my kids, the dogs aren't going to bark at them, right? They'll bark only if it's a stranger, right? So I don't think even an accidental thing could even be possible. But, you know, I think that this is good timing, and now that I talk to you. So let me know, Mike, how did your name read?
I really hope you're not just saying that.
No,
really
I'm
do.
Not. No, because it's been in the back of my mind, and here's why. We had a Fry's electronics store right down the street from us, and it closed down. And they had some kind of like a gun warehouse just come through and use the facility for a weekend. And I kid you not, there was a line around the block, people trying to get in there just so that they could buy, you know, firearms. And I was, I'm always like, I need to get one, but maybe later. Well, now the way our governor is being so crazy about everything, he's making those gun laws so strict because he's anti-gun. And what if I wait another 6 months and then I can't even get one, you know? Right now, legally,
exactly.
I still can. I mean, they'll do the background check and all that, of course, but what if, like, in 6 months, they're like, you can't even get one unless you're, like, a police officer or something, you know?
You
so
have
I'm like,
to think about that. You
yeah,
have
that's
to.
What, and I even saw, and it's probably just social media scares, but I saw these, like, armed security guards going house to house. I don't remember what state it was. And they were like, show me your firearms. Go get them. And we want to see them all. And, you know, and the guy in the video was like,
I tell you right now.
Yeah.
I tell you right now, that is not Washington.
Yeah.
They are not coming here. I'm telling
you
right now.
Yeah, because that, but
no.
Yeah, no, I think that this is like the perfect timing for me because if I wait, I'm going to miss the boat. And then I don't want to be in that situation where I have to protect my family in the future. And I can't, you know. So I think that this is the best time. So, but
and the thing is that every firearm you buy comes with a lock. It comes with a specialized lock that goes onto the firearm itself, And what's cool about that is that you can keep it somewhere. Let's say most firearms come with a case. It comes with a plastic case, right?
Okay.
And then it comes with a lock on top of that.